Let's get you out and moving and enjoying this town with all the events happening. If you are looking for a way to find out exactly where these events are and who's putting them on, well, we urge you to visit the Ann Arbor Observer, either online or pick up a copy of the magazine. It's monthly on newsstands everywhere. If you live in Ann Arbor, you should be getting that in your mailbox for free every month. And you can go online to AnnArborObserver.com. In the meantime, Michael Bright is here to regale us with just a few of those events. He is the assistant calendar editor at the Ann Arbor Observer. Welcome back to 1290 WLBY, Michael.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lucy Ann.
What's going on?
Well, we'll start with some music options for Friday night. This is the first installment of Music in the Park put on by the Dexter Area Chamber of Commerce. So it's there's going to be a lot of entertainment in downtown Dexter Friday. Especially a music show on the Monument Park gazebo. It's the Chris Kurzawa Trio. It's a really good Detroit jazz guitarist there with the ensemble playing. And then, of course, there'll be food trucks. Bring a lawn chair or a blanket, and you can relax on the grass. A lot of businesses stay open a little later, so check out Friday night in downtown Dexter, if you like.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I love sitting there in that park with the gazebo. It's so old-timey.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's what we call my daughter is Dexter Old Timey Town.
Is that right?
Yeah, or we used to when she was a kid.
Oh, that's cute. That does describe it. Yes. You know, that's something kids didn't live through. To be able to witness it and see it still today, yeah. I think it's really special. I like that. Let's go next to the Blue Llama.
Yeah, a couple shows around here. If you don't want to go to Dexter, we got one at the Blue Llama. Is a jazz vocalist named Michael Mayo, who's a really acclaimed young LA-based vocalist arranger. He's been praised for a unique voice. He blends tradition with his own material. He's a really nice sound. He's playing two shows at the Blue Llama, 7 and 9 p.m. You get a dinner with the ticket, so it's a three-course dinner and a show, $95 for that. Also, cool show over at Live. It's a chance to see George Bedard and the Kingpins. Increasingly rare chance to see George Bedard and the Kingpins. Yeah. He isn't playing nearly as much as he used to.
Gosh, is he a great talent.
He puts on such a good show.
I know.
So, of course, honky-tonk, kind of inflected dance tunes, but there's a little bit of everything, swing, rockabilly, vintage blues, country, yeah. Early rock and roll. He writes some really good original songs, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those live happy hour shows they do, so it's free, 6:30 to 9, so kind of an earlier show. It attracts something of an older crowd there, which is kind of fun if you go down on Friday nights. So check that out as well. A lot of music options on Friday.
All right. There's a kid fest this weekend?
Sunday. So, yeah, we got a few things on Sunday as well. Yeah, it's the 12th annual Kid Fest. It's going to be out at the Leslie Science and Nature Center. It's a benefit for the First Steps program, which does a lot of stuff with preschool kids and that kind of thing around the area. But there'll be a family concert at 4 with a sing-along by Joe Riley, who's a kind of fun local singer-songwriter who does playful songs that draw on the blues and other American traditional idioms that address ecological and spiritual themes. There'll also be some kids' activities. There'll be a silent auction of kid-friendly items. It'd be a nice outside venue for that. $10 entry. Kids are $5 for that as well.
All right. University of Michigan Clements Library has an open house. This is one of our treasures that a lot of people don't think about going to see, but what they have in there is incredible.
It is. And this open house has another element to it as well. So, yeah, the Clements Library has a great collection of American history, a lot of cool documents there, a lot of cool books,
mm-hmm.
a lot of things that, you know, you don't see in many museums. They also have a program on Sunday called What's in Your Attic. So it's kind of like one of those. They're not going to do appraisals, but they're going to, like, if you bring in any paper examples you have of Americana, old maps, letters, journals, photographs, stuff you might have in your attic, they'll have staff and collector volunteers to share tips about, you know, how to care and keep them, but also maybe tell you something about the history behind
them. Oh, that's nice. And who better to do that? They are great preservationists.
Right, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're not going to appraise it. So this isn't the Antiques Roadshow kind of thing. But they will do everything else that they do on that.
Now, this is Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m.
1 to 4 p.m.
Okay. So, Clements Library is on South University on the U of M campus.
Yeah, just around the corner from State Street there on South U. Yeah.
All right. That sounds like a good event. There.
Yeah, fun event. And they do open houses every month, and I urge people to check it out. It's a different kind of museum experience.
Well, we're going to wrap it up with a very delicious event that is back this year in downtown Ann Arbor.
Yeah, Taste of Ann Arbor is back Sunday. It's a chance to walk around downtown and taste entrees and desserts from more than 30 different downtown restaurants and cafes. There'll also be kids' activities, live music as well. It's going on 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday on Main between William and Washington. Food tickets are $1 each, so...
Wait, did you just rub your stomach?
I did get
hungry.
He
was rubbing his tummy.
Yeah, sorry.
There.
Yeah, I haven't had lunch.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll get an item for $1 to $6, basically, depending on how big it is, but... it's a cool event they do every year.
Well, and think about it. Maybe you've been yearning to go to that restaurant that you just haven't found time to, or you don't have the money to. This is a great way for you to get some samples, some taste, relatively inexpensively.
True. No, it's a good way to have a bite and see if you like something.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a great time. Taste of Ann Arbor. It's sponsored by the Main Street Area Association. For more events and information, go online to AnnArborObserver.com. Make sure that you're getting that copy free in your mail every month. Contact the folks at the Ann Arbor Observer. And listen for Michael Bright each week right here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.